So local councillor Micheál Colm McGill at Aspig, an issue raised recently in regards to the boil notice that's currently in place for all the homes that are on the Letcher MacAward public supply, that covers quite a lot of that area of Donegal, not only just in Letcher MacAward, and that some local residents have told you they never received any notice of the boil notice?
Look, there's a boil notice in place for Letcher MacAward, Nadhuhaddy, Port New, all the way out to Mahari, Minyacross, that whole area, which affects hundreds and hundreds of households. But what really is frustrating the community is that some people got notification and some people didn't get notification, and that's not acceptable by any means at all. Not everybody listens to radio or reads papers or has social media. And I think when you have a boil notice, the likes of this here, which was called into place by the HSE, I think it's only right that we make sure and double up to make sure that everybody's notified. I had a family on to me today who got no notification, who believes very much that one of their children has possibly got sick due to this here and had to be taken to NOWDOC, and that's not acceptable. And Irish Water needs to come out and make sure that they are notifying everybody in relation to it. At the end of the day, it's our water, it's the community's water, and Irish Water is there to look after our interest and not to be arrogant to think that they can just put it on social media or computers, or sorry, the internet or the papers, and that's acceptable. It's not acceptable if it is a case that somebody possibly got sick out of this here. Look, there's a huge investment happening now in relation to this and upgrading the treatment plant there in Killybegs. There's millions and millions in spent, and that's certainly very encouraging. But in relation to the boil notice itself, I think it's not good enough that the community wasn't fully informed.
And that is central kind of to the issue here, that, well, it's all well and good to put up things in social media, to contact media outlets like ourselves and other outlets in Donegal to notify the public of this. At the end of the day, it can't just be expected that that's enough. That, would you say it's an unacceptable situation that some people were never informed of this boil notice by a letter or directly from Irish Water themselves?
Well, look, in the past, and I've been arguing this for many, many years since the setup of Irish Water, that that the council should be in control, not a single body like we have at the moment. The Donegal County Council would have made sure that everybody would have been notified. They would have slipped leaflets under every door, and it would have been the case that I believe that everybody would have been informed in relation to the boil water notice. Irish Water, unfortunately, hasn't informed the public here, and yet again, it just shows the arrogance in terms of some within Irish Water not seeing how important it is to reach out to the local community, inform the local community. And we've seen it time and time again. We've seen it in relation to the treatment plant in Dunloe, the sewer treatment plant, where I've been consistently looking for a meeting with Irish Water to meet residents to try to figure out what's going on. But unfortunately, their arrogance just doesn't allow them to come out and meet us.